This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, in the weeks that followed the shock to the economy and the political system caused by the U.S. government shutdown and brinksmanship over the federal debt ceiling, we on this program have been following the money. Many business leaders were not happy with the way things played out, and a way to convey that dissatisfaction is by changing how they write checks for campaign causes and candidates. Marketplace's David Gura has this update.
Greg Casey runs one of the oldest political action committees in Washington, the Business Industry PAC, or BIPAC. It's been around since 1963. Casey says there's a lesson to be learned here. Businesses need to evaluate candidates more carefully.
If they come in and they just want to blow the system up rather than make the system work, then you need to probably support somebody else.
Casey is telling BIPAC's members they should support candidates who want to make Washington less dysfunctional. And we're already seeing that. Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics. That's a group that tracks campaign contributions. Krumholtz says business groups are giving money before the general election to candidates who are challenging incumbents. In the Washington way of speaking, to challenge someone is to primary him.
Business groups are now saying that they want to primary Tea Party candidates instead of being primaried by the Tea Party.
We saw this last week in Alabama. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce backed the more moderate of two candidates in a runoff election, and he won.
So already, they seem to be putting their money where their mouth is.
The Chamber of Commerce spent about $200,000 on that campaign. The business community's discontent is giving rise to new PACs and super PACs in Washington. Former Congressman Steve LaTourette started one called Defending Main Street.
Well, what we're going to do as we go into 2014 is our little group is going to support center-right candidates who are interested in governing.
Defending Main Street held a fundraiser last week on Wall Street. LaTourette hopes to raise at least $8 million to back more business-friendly candidates. Greg Casey, the CEO of BIPAC, says the Tea Party movement's success should be a wake-up call to business.
They have allowed themselves to be small and increasingly smaller players or checkbooks to one candidate or another.
And that, Casey says, has to change. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.